This is from back in 2013. I found a pamphlet that was written in 1827 by the Reverend, Reverend Ezra Ripley. It's called A History of the Flight at Concorde on the 19th of April, 1775. And then I had noted back in 2013, the reason that this is impotent is because in his introduction, Reverend Ripley says that he has no idea, or had no idea, that the citizens of Boston at the time had no idea that anyone ever held the belief that the Brits in Pitcairn did not fire the first shot. Remember, I was telling you earlier that this became part of American folklore, that Major General John Pitcairn was the evildoer that picked his British officer's fusil up, threw a muzzle ball in there with the ammo, cocked it, and then bam, fired it. In any event, the point is that the Minutemen of Concorde, they didn't march on the Brits. They defended their homes. They actually lived in or around Concorde, and they actually lived in or around Lexington. And when the British regulars, you remember Sarah Palin? Boy, I saw her on TV yesterday. Ooh, she has A-G-E-D. Aged. She still looks like Sarah, but she just plus 20 years. Remember when Sarah Palin was, I can still remember, you, McCain lost because of you. We'd have won if SiriusXM Patriot Channel didn't have you on it, telling people that you couldn't vote for McCain and we had Palin. And I'm like, look, as much as I like Sarah Palin, she ain't all that. That was a right combo for the right time. Remember when she had gone to a 4th of July thing at Bunker's Hill? And I can't remember what she said, but it was so dumb. I played the audio and went like, okay, look, I wasn't going to play this. This is back in the old station in the old country. I wasn't going to play this. But since Fox News is running it like it's like a page ripped out of St. John's Gospel, someone has to correct the freaking record. No one went riding through Lexington and Concord screaming, the redcoats are coming, the redcoats are coming. That is not what Revere says, not even close to what Revere said. And by the by, he didn't ride through the town and scream it. He rode to an inn. They still have it. It's still in Concord. You can go visit it today. You can go sit down and have a beer where the commander or the captain or the sergeant or whatever of the Concord militia had been waiting all night long to hear. And he's probably going, like, where in the hell is this Revere creep? And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning and Revere was supposed to be there at 8. And Revere finally shows up. He goes, hey, man, I tracked him. The regulars are coming. That's what they would have called him, regulars, not redcoats. Fairy tales call them redcoats. In any event, the point is that they were defending their homes. That was their hometown. These truckers tried defending their homes, and for 2 years, and it didn't work. And now we have Trudeau and the government of Ottawa and the other provinces of Canada going like, you still don't get it. Hey, fat truck driver with the cracks showing in the blue jeans. Hey, you still don't get it, eh? We're not done locking you down, and you haven't taken your booster jab medicine. So the truckers went, all right, that's it. We're going to go to their home now and surround it and make their lives. We're going to put them on lockdown. Can I make the point? I'm going to make the signal observation here. What the truckers, the Canadian truckers are doing, the heroic Canadian truckers, they've basically put Trudeau and company on lockdown. They basically put them, they reversed the table, they put them on house arrest. And look how the elite cabal ruling masters don't like it. They don't like it. We don't like. Remember Ann Ma Richards, the former governor? Probably the most disgraceful governor in the history of the state of Texas at the 1992 Democrat National Circus where they nominated Bill Clinton, giving her a little speech. The difference, Texas, between we Democrats and those evil Republicans is we don't lie, said Ma Richards, who was a pathological liar, you would find out years later. In any event, let's play some digital media for some of these Canadian heroes. Can you play the cut from the wonderful little Polish ladies who all they wanted to do was to bring Polish sausages and Polish pastries to the truckers? So this is a digital media file number 6. And then they say at the end, look, meet your interviewer, please. We come from land with communism. We not want to see communism in Canada. You come to Canada to escape communism. Now you have it here. We make sausage and make Polish. We make Polish donut and sausage for trucker so that we fight communism. And these are all mid-40s, early 50s, I'm going to guess. Just wonderful little ladies. It's cold. It's like 2 degrees below zero. And they're just running around with their little truck, their little van, packed full of delightful little treats to go feed the truckers. Listen to this.
Samsung Television, the best woman from Vancouver.
Thank you. Show me what's happening.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is from Polish, from Polish store.
Yes.
From Toronto.
Oh, look what they're bringing in. They're eating better than us. Wow, I wish I was a trucker, man. Bread, food, that looks like a barbecue right there. Looks like they're gonna be eating really well for a really, really long time. And we bless them, that is for sure. Look at this, look at all of the provisions. Oh my goodness, and guess what? Everybody is gonna wanna keep sharing for months and months and years. Oh, yeah. My assistant, Liz, is really eyeing up those donuts.
And she's like, Hi, oh my goodness. Who are you?
Yes, I'm Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson, and we're just presenting what's going on behind the scenes. Who are you?
I'm Bernadette, and we came here with Anna from Toronto. We brought 1,550 Polish sausages for our truckers. We brought some bread and buns and Polish donuts. And you know what? We know that they drive, so we didn't bring alcohol. But should they request some Polish vodka, we're very happy to bring that too.
Is wonderful. Why did you do
now? These are the terrorists.
Because we stand behind them. We come from communist country, and we came here because we didn't want to have oppression. We wanted to live in a free country. And for the last 2 years, we're living like prisoners. We are being told to stay at home. We're told not to go to the restaurant, not to go to the church. I mean, this is unbelievable. During communism times, we were able and free to go to the church. And there were times over here where we couldn't. So I really can't take it anymore. So I'm going to be coming here with the food weekly, bi-weekly, every 2 or 3 days until it ends.
So this is it, everyone. All of these desperate housewives.
Okay, that's the voice of the Florence Nightingale Red Cross Nurse Reserves. They sure sound like communists to me. They sure sound like white supremacists, eh? They sure sound like terrorists to me. We're not going to leave until we get to cut some heads off. That's who Justin Trudeau is calling a terrorist. Those sweet little Polish ladies, now Canadians, are who the government of Canada has identified as a threat to the human race. I think I'd rather be governed by 5 Polish hens bearing Polish pastries and sausages than by 1 Justin Trudeau. I mean, seriously.